That is Lovely the Band and Broken on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 7:12 now on a Tuesday morning.
And 75 degrees to start the morning off.
And we're going to do some community spotlight here.
Yes.
Yes. I'm here.
I've been alone for so long, people.
Oh, Riley.
We have Kelly Keys from the Columbus Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you, Kelly?
I'm here.
Awesome. That is great. And there's nonstop things going on at the library.
Always. Yes. It's so busy. September 23rd, which is a Sunday, the Friends are sponsoring a program. It's the Dan Holtz program that we originally were going to have in February, but it got snowed out.
So
he graciously made room in his schedule to come back. This guy is amazing. I was reading his background, and he knows his stuff. He is a retired professor of English at the Purdue State College, and he's been teaching for years, since 1987. He knows history. He's been on history boards, parts of historical societies. He's been that part of the Nebraska 150 Foundation. He's been involved in so many things. He's got awards. So this guy, he knows his history. He knows what he's talking about. He's performed for 25 years. I mean, he's been at the Capitol, Chimney Rock, the Homestead National Monument, the Bob Devaney Sports Center. He's been all over the place.
Oh, wow.
So we are really lucky to have him come. So he's coming Sunday the 23rd at 2 o'clock, and he's going to sing and give stories. He's going to talk about the pioneers who crossed the overland trails, the early day settlers, the Pony Express riders, the Native Americans, and more recent Nebraskans like Evelyn Sharp, who I didn't know this, but she apparently was the first airplane pilot in Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be interesting to hear about. And then the Great Blizzard of 1949, the stories that came out of that. So that'll be very interesting to hear. And from his background, you know he knows what he's talking about, so it'll be very interesting. And he's got a harmonica and a guitar, so some folk music and stuff that
cool.
he'll be playing.
Now, will this be in the auditorium upstairs?
It will be in the auditorium, and we are going to make sure that it's acoustically sound for him up there. And he's going to be selling some of his CDs for $10 a piece. So he did tell me he will be bringing those. I said, that's great. So
wonderful.
And what time will he be there?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock on Sunday.
So, and the charge?
There's no charge.
Absolutely free. That is wonderful.
Yep, no reservation. So
Just come on down.
Bring your friends. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, wonderful. We're going to keep Kelly here in the studio because we have some more things to talk about.
We'll have more Community Spotlight coming up after the break on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is Daughtry and Deep End on Clear 101. It is 7:22 now on a Tuesday morning.
And 75 degrees to start the morning off.
And we're back with more Community Spotlight.
We're visiting with Kelly from the Columbus Public Library. And Kelly's in charge of all different types of entertainment, opportunities to learn things.
Yes.
You've just got a whole variety.
Variety, yes.
When it comes to different presentations that are put on at the library.
Yes. There's a lot going on. I like to keep it busy. And in October, just to put something different out there, we're having a Russian accordion player.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How often do you hear that?
No, that's for sure.
And he told me he was from Belarus. Did I say that right?
I think it's Belarus.
Okay, thank you. And I looked it up. It's on the other side of the world.
Yes.
It's a long ways away, and that's where he's from. So he lives in Omaha right now, and he's going to come to the library in October 6th. And that is a Saturday. He's going to bring his accordion and play us Russian folk songs. So, I mean, what an opportunity.
Oh, exactly.
So that'll be fun.
Definitely.
Something completely new and different. And then I have in November 3rd, I have a guy coming to talk about Nebraska landmarks, which I thought that if you wanted to travel around and kind of know, you know, where to go and neat things that you really need to see, this would be the perfect opportunity. And he's going to tell us about different landmarks in Nebraska. And he even has a book that he has made. So
Oh, wonderful.
Sell that and can take that on your trip. Make sure you hit all the spots.
Yeah, well, sometimes you don't realize what's in your backyard.
Exactly.
And so what a great opportunity to, you know, find out different places to visit.
Right here in Nebraska.
Definitely.
And Sandy just got done asking you to please help her with technology.
Yes.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yes. If you have a new Kindle or you have a smartphone and you want to know how to download an ebook or an e-audio, we can definitely help you. We do this all the time, and it is so neat how you just download an ebook. It's right there on your phone. Mm-hmm. You have it everywhere you go. There's no disks that you have to worry about. You don't have to worry about returning it on time. It goes away when it's due.
Which is so cool.
It is so neat and so easy. And we can get you started. We have about 5 different databases that you can get these ebooks or e-audios on. So there's a huge variety out there. It is so neat. So any of the librarians would be happy to help you with that. And you know, if your time is tight, you can book a librarian. So you call and tell them, I want to book a librarian, and give us your name and number, and we'll call you back and set up an appointment. And we do have our Tech Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So that's the first Tuesday of every month in the evening from 6 to 8 p.m. If you can't make it, book a librarian, or if we're not busy at the desk, we'll help you then. And so
amazing. People just don't have no idea what all goes on at the library. Now, and I know you were talking about kolaches.
Yes.
My understanding there's another kolache class coming
up? We do. We had so many that tried to come last year, and I felt bad we couldn't get them all in the room.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to bring a different person this year, and we're going to do that in December again, December 8th. Her name's Connie Wackle, and she is known as the Kolache Lady. So she's going to bring different kolaches that she has made ahead of time so we can taste mm-hmm. her cooking. And then she's going to demonstrate how she makes kolaches. So, yes, I hope we're able to bring the people that couldn't make it last time.
Oh, exactly. How wonderful.
You pack out the auditorium for that one.
We
do.
We just need a bigger room.
Exactly. That's right. That's for sure. Oh, how wonderful. So, Kelly, is there a place that you can go on the library's website to learn, you know, to keep up to date on all these events that you put on?
Yes. On our website, we do have a timeline. So not just my programs, but Mr. H's programs or Rochelle's YA programs. It's listed all there, all the times and the dates, what's going on. You can find out detail about it by clicking on it. So you can go to our library website. You can go to our Facebook. It's cplconnect.us. And that's a URL to get to our mm-hmm. library page or our official website. It's on that too. So we try to post it everywhere we can think of, talk about it on the radio, put it in the newspapers.
Nope, that's for sure. Everybody should come on down.
Yep.
Definitely. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, our pleasure.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.